The Burt Show.
Hello, Olivia.
Hello.
Hello, Olivia.
Hello.
Hello there.
Good morning, guys. Love your show. Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you. Oh, you really have a British accent.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Wow, okay.
How are you today?
I had a quick question for Burt. I had listened on Friday, and I had wondered if you had called your mum or not.
Did I call my mom?
Olivia, thank you for the reminder.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's cover this for a second. I made a decision on Friday that I'm not going to talk about this mother thing very much on the radio, and I'll tell you why. I made the statement, first just a little background, Olivia, for those that weren't listening. My mom and I are going through this pissing match right now where we haven't talked to each other in months and months and months. She started it months ago, and I've sort of dug in. But there's some real deep-seated childhood crappy crap stuff that I'm having to deal with as an adult. So we're going through this song and dance right now. My mom told me months ago she didn't want to talk. And then when she was ready to talk, I was pissed. And I said, look, I'm glad that you're ready. I authentically am not into it right now. So my birthday passed. No phone call, no card, no nothing. So Mother's Day came and I didn't send a card and I didn't call up there either. But here's why I've decided that I'm just going to sparingly talk about it. I made the statement on Friday that, frankly, I just don't feel a lot of love for my mother. And it offended a whole bunch. So many people were offended by that emailed me. And I understand why. Because there are so few, I think, listening that can understand the dismissal that I went through as a child. Like, there are so few that actually went through the kind of childhood that I did where parents, there was no connection. There was no I love you. There were no vacations. There were no sitting down and doing homework together. There wasn't attending sports events together. There was nothing like that. There was no connection when I was a kid. So why would I have a connection as an adult? So I said that, and I think that so many people can't understand that because y'all grew up in healthy families, that those words were so shocking that if I'm a listener and I'm listening to this guy on the radio, it all sounds so petty unless you actually lived in the kind of house that I did. And when
my husband actually, he has like exactly the same story as you, and I understood it more when you spoke about it on Friday, but he's the same, you know, and I think a lot of it stems from the mother not acknowledging that there was an issue when he was a kid. I think that's what it is. So I actually understood. I was just curious to see if you had called her over the weekend.
No, I'll tell you what, I'm having to make a decision about this piece of mail that she sent sitting
that
on the counter right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do about it, but I know I have to move it because it's on the counter, and every time I walk into the house, I see it, and my stomach kind of gets a little pissy.
And you did not open it this weekend.
I did not open it this weekend, and I don't want – a lot of you guys suggested Stacy open it up and read it for me, and then she could sort of be my litmus test that should I answer it back or not.
Just for the record, I said Hayden. I did not say Stacy. I don't think that's a good idea.
He unfortunately would understand it. And I'm not going to do that in this month either because there are so many great things, like Jen said, that are going on right now. We got Stacy's birthday. We just had the Mother's Day. Our anniversary is coming up. And Hollis's birthday is this month also. So if Stacy opens that up and it's hurtful to me from my mom, it will affect Stacy the same way it's going to affect me.
Mm-hmm.
So at least for the next 30 days, that's not going to be an option.
Celebrate your life.
I'm not exactly sure to do with it, though.
You've
carved out a different life for yourself, so celebrate it.
Yeah.
June, deal with her.
May I have the letter, and I will turn it into a song? a little ditty about Bert and Myra.
Will you do a jig?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to actually do a whole perform. Right, morph suit, like almost like Blue Man Group. But I would like to do a performance piece, and I'll get other people involved, but we'll make it somewhat of a musical, very Mary Poppins-esque, and where your mother will be the role of Mary Poppins and just a spoonful of sugar.
Right.
Why are you yelling at me?
Melissa said, I pretty much dismissed Jeff from any of these conversations, but Melissa said something to me on Friday, and it really resonated with me.
That just really resonated with me, and I'm going to write you a letter.
Why don't you sing it to me after the show?
You know what? Why don't you wait till July to open that one?
Hey, Jeff, guess what? He's about to talk about me. Shh.
So, Melissa, we were talking about, you know, like I'm sort of playing out this relationship that if my mom passes away tomorrow, am I going to be able to look at myself in the mirror and say, I did everything I can. And Melissa said, there's no way you will know until that happens. And I sort of felt like your tone was that I was being naive, or I was being naive about the whole thing. And I did think a lot about what you said, but you cannot understand that when you have no connection, when your parents made no connection as a kid, that doesn't change just because you get older. So
no, I didn't dispute that. I just said that I think it is naive for anybody to think that they know how they're going to feel when their parent passes away.
It's certainly going to affect me. That letter is affecting me every single day. So how could her death not?
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of where I am with the whole thing.
What if the letter is a check? Like, what if?
I would have smelled that. I would have known as soon as it came in the house. Here, Bird Show.